I suspect that the constitution will be changed next week to ensure that the president appoints the presidium. Secondly, that it's unlikely, in my view, to appoint anybody substantive as vice president, because to do so would be to anoint a successor. He might leave the post of vice president in the party vacant, and those won't be the first vacancies anyway. There are many vacancies, I think about 7 or 8 vacancies in the Politburo in the moment, in the Central Committee. He'll probably leave Joyce as merely a member of the Central Committee and Politburo, and there is no way he's going to throw her aside, because he knows that she commands a lot of support across the country. She won't risk doing what he did with Edgar Tekere, who became a thorn in the flesh outside the party. You'll want to keep people like Joyce and Emerson close to him, but in an impotent position. You'll have a hodgepodge of non-entities, spent forces dominating the Politburo Central Committee. So you won't allow another situation where a vice president is breathing over his neck, directly or indirectly. And the biggest dilemma he has, if he nominates anybody as vice president, that person is ipso facto his successor.
And where do we place Mrs. Mugabe here? Where is she going?
She's a sideshow. Initially, as part of the whirlwind to destabilize Joyce, and he have her removed. But ultimately, I don't think she has any ambitions for the top post.